Greetings, and welcome back to another episode of the Warrior Mind Podcast. I'm Greg Swanson, your mental strength coach, guide, and mentor. To find out more about mental strength coaching and warrior mind coaching, please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com. And our world-famous blog can be found at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Hi, this is Greg Swanson with WarriorMindCoach.com and WarriorMindTraining.com. I'd like to talk to you about goals. I think goals are often misunderstood, misused, and not appreciated to their fullest capacity. You see, success in life is about managed thoughts, focused attention, and deliberate action. And clear goals can give you all those three. But before you can start even goal setting, and this is where I think a lot of folks perhaps don't achieve their goals, you need to establish a mindset of success, a warrior mindset of success to be specifically. And there are a few principles that are involved in that. One is a warrior is 100% responsible for their results. You see, for everything that happens in life, there is a cause and there is the effect. A warrior is always at cause. That means a warrior takes full responsibility for everything that happens in their life, the way they respond to it, the learnings they get from it, and any changes they want to make to it. Number two, a warrior has only results. In life, you get one of two things, either the results you want or excuses for not getting them. When you eliminate the excuses, all you have left is results. The results may not be what you intended, but when you take responsibility for those results, you then have the power to change them. A warrior knows perception is projection. That means that a warrior knows that his thoughts, his beliefs, his values, his filters is actually projected upon the world that he sees or she sees. And knowing that their nonverbal communication is also communicated outside themselves. So what they perceive in the external world is actually their perception of what that world looks like. So a warrior always looks for the opportunities, for the good, and for the benefits of taking action. A warrior is action-oriented. That means that for any goal to be achieved, a warrior takes 100% responsibility for the actions in getting that goal. If they give up any part of that, even 1% dependent on somebody else to get that goal, you losing effectiveness in achieving that. Again, this is part of the warrior mindset of success. Next, a warrior creates reasons. We all hear people with excuses. I'm too young, I'm too old, I'm too short, I'm too fat. A warrior takes those excuses for not having reached their goals yet, or perhaps not even going after them, and then making reasons why they must. I'm older than most folks, that's why I must achieve this goal. I'm younger than most folks, that's why I must achieve this goal. I'm overweight by a lot of folks, that's why I must achieve this goal. They take any excuses that come up in their mind and they shift them to reasons. A warrior knows that their mind and body are always connected. That means that their thoughts will manifest in their body. That means if you think you're tired, you're going to look and feel tired. If you think you're energized, you're going to look and feel energized. Whatever thoughts you have are going to be manifested into your body. And then a warrior acts as if. These principles for the mindset of success may not be true, but a warrior acts as if they are true. They act as if they are 100% responsible, that they take action. All of the facets we just went over, a warrior acts as if they are true. And I'd like to pose a question to you. How would your life change if you thought and acted that all of those mindsets for success were true? Now I'd like to discuss the five principles for achieving success. We haven't even gotten to the goal setting portion yet. But number one, a warrior knows their outcome. Many people know what they don't want, but a warrior knows exactly what they want. Number two, a warrior takes action. Folks may know what they want, but then they say mañana, mañana, or they wait for somebody else to take action. A warrior takes action. Number two, a warrior has sensory acuity. That means that they know exactly what they want, they take actions, and they observe if the actions are producing the results they want. They see, they hear, they feel, they understand, are their actions producing the results they want? If not, a warrior has behavioral flexibility. That means that they will try something else. If what's not working isn't working, then try something else. Don't keep doing it over and over again. And finally, with these principles, a warrior operates from a psychology of excellence. That means if they're not feeling up to it, they get up to it. If they're feeling tired, they get up. They purposely control the thoughts in their head to produce the results to get them closer towards their goal. This is what's meant by a psychology of excellence. Now we're going to move on to the beginning parts of goal setting. And we're going to create a formula to an achievable outcome. I like to look at achievable outcomes as being 1 year, potentially more, but not less. So the first part for the formula is your achievable outcome is stated in the positive, meaning you know what you want and you are moving towards it. A good example of this is the opposite is, I don't want to be broke anymore. That would not be an achievable outcome. I want to be filled with abundance would be an achievable outcome. The next part of the formula is this achievable outcome self-initiated and in your control, meaning are you the one that's created this outcome, or has a doctor or a spouse or a loved one created to it? And as well as, is the outcome in completely your control? Remember, we're looking at an achievable outcome, not a hopeful outcome, not a wish list, but an achievable outcome. And this is where I think a lot of folks falter, is that they think goals are wish lists. Goals are not wish lists. Goals are purposely put down to help you move closer towards a life that you want. It's not a wish list. So if it is not self-initiated and in your control, it possibly could not be an achievable outcome. So take a look at that very, very closely. The next is specific evidence of procedure. And I use smarter goals for that. And we're going to get into that point in a second. Next is the context clearly defined, meaning 1 year from now, whatever this date is, and you're setting your achievable outcome, where are you going to be when it happens? Who's going to be with you? What is the environment going to look like? You want to create basically a vision board for your achievable outcome 1 year from now. Get as much detail as possible. Then the other part of the formula for achievable outcome is identify resources. That means what resources do you have already and what resources do you need to achieve that goal? This is another part where I think people fall short. They put down the wish list, they put down their goals, it's actually a wish list, and they go about their merry way not knowing what resources they need. They may need more education, they may need some help, they may need some other things, or they may have everything there and they just don't realize it. So identify the resources. Then the next part is it ecological? Meaning, is it good for you? Is it good for others? And is it good for the community? And part of that is also thinking about what do you want to keep the same when you achieve this outcome? Take a look at what that's going to do to your life and what do you want to keep the same. And the last step in identifying for achievable outcome is identifying the first step to take. What is the very, very first step you're going to take after you listen to this and watch this video to help you write down that achievable outcome? And it very well could be writing down that achievable outcome. It could be making a call to a partner. It could be just taking action somehow. But the point here is to what action are you going to take towards that achievable outcome? Now we move on to the specific smarter goals. And this is, remember we talked about the specific evidence of procedure. So I like to use smarter goals as 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 9 months goals. Meaning what do you have to achieve in order for you to reach your 1 year achievable outcome? Most people use SMART goals. I like to use smarter goals and you'll find out why in a second. The S stands for specific and simple. That means in your 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 9 months goals, very specific. What are you going to get? And it's very simple. It's just very basic, very simple. That's the S. The M is measurable and meaningful to you. Make sure that that smarter goal is meaningful to you and it's also measurable. How are you going to know you achieved it? It can be specific, but make sure it's measurable to you. Specific isn't, I want to make more money. How do you measure more? Because you could find a penny and that would be more. If you say, I want to make an extra $10,000, that's specific and it's measurable and most likely it's meaningful to you. The A is achievable. And here's where I like to look at achievable. Achievable is, has somebody else in the world at any point in time in history achieved something like this or this exactly? Because what one can do, all can do. And then when you write it down, you want to act as if it's now. You write down the date of the goal as if it has already happened. And then the other A is take a look at how this goal is going to affect all areas of your life. The R is this realistic for you? That is, have you accomplished something similar to this, at least in energy and time, somewhere else in your life? Or have you accomplished something very similar to or the exact same thing? And then the other part of the R is responsible. I mean, is it a responsible goal? Good for you, good for others, good for the community. The T, time bound, meaning when is it going to happen? And again, this is where I like to use a 1 month, 3 month, 6 month, 9 month smarter goals and toward what you want. Those smarter goals are also toward goals. So what do you want as opposed to what you don't want? And this is where most folks just stop and leave the smarter goal. They write their goal down. It's measurable, it's specific, it's achievable. It's time-bound, it's realistic, and that's it. They write it down, and they forget about it, and then they go about their business, and they don't hit it, and they go, why didn't I hit my goal? Well, this is why the E and the R come in. The E is to evaluate and examine your actions. So if this is your first month goal we're working on, at the end of each week, you would evaluate the results, meaning the actions that you're taking. Are they producing the results getting you closer towards that 1 month goal? If not, have behavioral flexibility and do something else. Remember, because you have to evaluate what you're doing to make sure it's working. And then the R is revise and regroup. This plays into, again, behavioral flexibility. I don't encourage revising your goal. I would encourage revising and regrouping your action, your strategies, your tactics. Keep the goal there. Because once you start making concessions on the goal, you'll start making concessions elsewhere. If you don't hit it, that's fine. You still have a 3 month goal, a 6 month goal, and a 9 month goal to move on to. And now to create some motivation. What I'd like you to do is when you think about these, your achievable outcome, think about how much stress and pain not getting this goal has already cost you and caused you. Think about that. Then think about how much stress and pain this is currently causing you by not achieving it. Then think about how much pain it will cause you if you continue not achieving it, not taking action, and not living into your full potential. Now think about how good it's going to feel once you begin to take action towards that goal and begin to feel how good it's going to feel when you achieve that goal. Now compare the cost of not taking action with the investment of taking action now. And this is going to put you outside your comfort zone. And as Neil Wall says, life begins at the end of your comfort zone. So this was basically a quick formula for achievable outcomes to goal setting like a warrior. And as Thoreau said, go confidently in the direction of your dreams. Live the life you've imagined. If you'd like to get additional training on creating a warrior mindset to live a life of power, purpose, passion, and perseverance, please visit www.warriormindfundamentals.com. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility and begin to program your own mind, the world will program you.